Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella.
All right, we're here at Hearthstone with Amy and Dot, and we'll start with you, Amy. Let us know about this event you've got coming up. I think it's a workshop specifically, correct?
You are correct in that, and it is a free workshop, which is always a great thing, and it's going to be held on October 1st, which is next week, Tuesday, at Trinity Reformed Church at the Connection Center, and the workshop is specifically about living and thriving with memory loss, and the reason why we feel this is so important to make sure that people in the community come to this workshop is that our organization has a mission to focus on the health and well-being of older adults in the community, and we're hosting this workshop to promote education and to assist families in finding resources and just provide them some support in dealing with a diagnosis of memory loss. And specifically, some of our speakers will be presenting different information about dementia and, again, how to cope with that diagnosis. And one of our speakers is Nancy Van Wyk, who is an RN at Jefferson Place, and she's a certified dementia specialist. And she'll educate the attendees about dementia and share a list of the top 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's and other dementias as well. We're also going to be having Gina Jansen, a licensed independent social worker who owns and operates Foundations Christian Counseling here in Pella. And she's going to provide tips on how to handle role reversals as children become caregivers for their parents, with an emphasis on how to maintain that relationship.
I imagine that's something that a lot of people struggle with, but just it's got to be tough.
Right. This diagnosis can be very devastating for individuals and their families. It's typically something that's not talked about openly because there's a stigma associated with memory loss yet sometimes in the community. And we find quite often that people will isolate themselves just due to the ramifications of the disease. And it's just very important to have an early diagnosis and also just to get support and resources out there for families so they can cope with a diagnosis.
And I think in our culture, there's like this joke in movies where you always see grandpa wander off. And like you said, there's kind of a stigma about that. Is that another part of it? Is just the more people know, the less they're kind of ignorant about it, I guess?
Right. People refer to that as senior moments quite often. You'll hear that. But there is nothing funny or humorous about memory loss at all. And some of the top 10 warning signs of dementia or different other memory losses that people can experience is going to be presented at this workshop. And it's good to see that because some people worry about what they are experiencing and they wonder if maybe I have some form of dementia or memory loss or Alzheimer's. But it could be a typical age-related change that many people experience. So it's important to hear what those signs are because they can be misconstrued at times and people think that perhaps that they're experiencing is Alzheimer's and they'll rush to their physician right away. So it's good to understand what some of those warning signs can be.
Dot, let's get you in here. Talk a little bit about the event and what your take on it is.
I think as Hearthstone, it's always our mission to help support the older adults so that they're independent and healthy and as well as they can be. Part of that is helping families identify when there might be issues. We're seeing a great increase in memory loss and just that frustration that adult children feel when they know their parent needs some help, but they just don't know what to do. This workshop's going to provide tools so that they have resources and know where to look for help, when to see a physician, are medications helpful, how to cope with helping your parent move maybe to a safer environment so that it takes out some of that anxiety and fear of having to take over the role of being that adult person for your parent.
All right, Amy, and I'm sure you've got something you'd like to share on this. Again, we're here with Amy and Dot at Hearthstone. Talk about the importance of having this event and why people need to come out as a community and learn more about dementia.
Well, it's very important just for people to understand the ramifications of the disease. The earlier you can become diagnosed, the better it will be for you, not only because you can receive some earlier medication treatment that won't stop the disease or prevent it, but it will slow some things down and it will prolong your ability to be independent in the community and in your home, which is what most people wish for. It also provides, with an early diagnosis, time for families to locate different support services in the community. And that could involve just church volunteers, family friends, and people in the community they've known and loved forever, but it can also help them identify support groups which we have in Pella, Iowa. It would also help them find home health services that may be able to provide care longer in the community for them. It also gets them to start thinking about, how do I want to be cared for in the future? What do I want that to look like? Are there some long-term care options that I want to explore, some assisted living that may help me in the future, or respite care? It also is a good time to start those conversations early with family members and making sure that legal and financial matters have been taken care of, such as selecting a power of attorney, completing a living will, making sure that you have a medical power of attorney appointed. It's just good to take care of some of those issues and those subjects prior to the disease progressing further, and then you're unable to maybe make some of those decisions.
All right, Dot, back to you. What age, and I know it probably varies widely as we're all different, but usually with most diseases or health matters, there's kind of a range where you should start really looking at it. What is the age range where you should start taking an extra look at what mom and dad are doing?
You know, I don't know whether it's an age or it's more of the signs that you see when you go to visit them. Were your parents meticulous with the way they paid bills, and now you walk in and you see a stack of envelopes that haven't been opened?
And I would like to add with that, Dot, also that sometimes their hygiene, it takes a change, and you might notice an unkempt appearance where before they took pride in maybe accessorizing and making sure that their hair was done properly or combed. You might also see changes in how they dress. It might be an inappropriate dress for the weather. You might also see them wearing the same clothes over and over again every time you come to visit. You might also notice that they seem to be socially withdrawing a little bit more. They aren't attending the same different community groups that they used to, just as that's a normal thing, because as people have their disease progress, they feel not confident in going out and being able to socialize with others.
So it sounds like it's basically if they just don't seem themselves.
Right. It's any memory loss that is disrupting their daily life. And that's for not just one day or two, because there could be something else that's going on that could be causing that. But if this is a prolonged amount of time and you see personality changes, maybe they're more irritable, maybe more depressed than you've seen them earlier, then there probably is something going on. And that's why this workshop is so important, because it's really hard to initiate that conversation with your loved one about what is happening here. I think we have some concerns, and I really think we need to go see our physician.
Again, we're here with Amy and Dot at Hearthstone, who are talking about a workshop coming up here at the beginning of October, and that workshop will be dealing with memory loss. As we wrap up here, Dot, what are some final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to take action. When you start seeing these problems that we've identified, they're probably not going to go away. And if you take action, you're just going to get ahead of being able to support your parent the best way that you can. The other thing, I just wanted to remind people that the workshop is this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m., and it will be held at Trinity Reformed Church in the Connection Center, and we'd love to have as many people attend as possible. You can register by calling 628-8809 or go to the Wesley Life website and go to Hearthstone and RSVP or register at that location.
All right, and Amy, what would you like to add?
I'd like to add one more thing. Not only is the workshop free, but we're also going to be giving out a dinner to go for a family of four at the end of the event to share with your family at home.
Again, that was Amy and Dot from Hearthstone talking about a memory loss workshop that will be coming up here at the first part of October. We'll put the dates and times on the website at kniacareless.com. And just to wrap up, Dot?
I was just going to add, we've had good response so far, so get your reservation in now because the space is limited.
And I know you want to say it, Amy. How much does it cost for the event?
It is free.
Thanks again to Amy and Dot over at Hearthstone. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.